Number 38 is laugh spontaneously. There's the old saying that laughter is the best medicine. And a lot of the scientific studies and articles and things you can find out there will tell you that laughing can be great for your health. Laughing can be great for your longevity. Laughter is going to allow us to relieve tension. It takes stress levels down for us that we perceive. It can maximize some immune output. It's got many short and long-term effects. I recommend you laugh. Now, it's not go out and fake laugh. It's not laugh meanly. It's not laugh sarcastically necessarily. It's those deep, spontaneous belly laughs that just come up and roll out of us. You've probably seen it in movies. You've done it yourself, certainly. Maybe not since you were a kid. But it's something that can come up out of you and allow you to view the world in a little bit different perspective sometimes. It can break down some of the seriousness of what's going on. It's going to allow your mind to function a little more. It's going to allow you to see things a little bit more true light and get a little bit out of our heads and a little bit more present in our whole body and see where we are in the world. If you want a really great example, there's many movies and occasionally books that you can go through where the creators can build up tension in a scene, and then all of a sudden there's a funny moment, and you feel in your entire body, if you're really into the movie, if you're really into the play, if you're really into the book, the whole thing just kind of releases that tension. Laughter has a great deal of power to work on us, to allow us to move on. A great scene that I always remember is the one from Goodfellas where Joe Pesci's character and Ray Liotta's character in the restaurant, and Ray Liotta says, "Boy, you're a funny guy," and Pesci goes, "What do you mean funny?" And everybody gets very tense and they're waiting for him to explode and maybe kill him, and it goes on and on and on, and all of a sudden the great big laugh that "I got you" comes out, and the whole tension of the scene's down. And it melts away, and you feel it when you watch the movie that you're like, man, he's gonna kill him. And then oh man, it was just a wild joke. There's a great deal of health that comes out of laughter. Laugh spontaneously at yourself. When you get very much stuck up here, you're taking things very, very seriously. Step back a little bit. Look at yourself objectively. We've talked about that in the past. And laugh at yourself. It can be great to laugh at ourselves and get ourselves out of the seriousness of our day and take our prides down a little bit and show us really where there can be some gratitude once we laugh at ourselves. There's many little pieces of health and longevity that come out of laughter. But again, let me stress, it's spontaneous laughter. It's not forced. It's not put upon us. It's laughter that comes out. If you don't feel like laughing and the group's laughing, great. That's the way it goes. But laughter in itself, don't hold it back. Let yourself laugh. There's a lot of different areas where we can look and we can say that laughing might not be appropriate. You can take those into account moment by moment, but there's almost a peace, and I think there's even some cultural and spiritual traditions that would say, just don't hold the laughter back. The laughter is one of those genuine pieces you're going to let out. It's going to allow a little bit of your authenticity to come through. It's going to let a little bit of that true self come out, and you'll see yourself in it. It's that idea of when we get to have too much seriousness in life, when we get to have too much tension in life, we let the laughter out in order to be able to look back at ourselves objectively. It's being able to master ourselves to the point where we can have a little fun every day, kind of like when I talked about acting like a kid, just to an extent. That's one of those signs that you're finally letting some of that grasping tension go, so that you can go out and you can live and you can laugh and you can enjoy life. And longevity comes by living every moment of every day, not by necessarily living thousands of extra days without some of that. So make sure you laugh spontaneously.